That's so cool.
Joined here by our stock motorcycle winner, L.E. Tonglet, driver of the Arrider of the Nitrofish Racing Suzuki, a guy who in recent years has been simply dominant at this racetrack. This is now 3 in a row and your 4th overall win at this facility. So I know you were asked this question in the winner's circle as well, but how does a kid from Louisiana end up dominating a racetrack in wine country in California?
It's a lot of luck. You know, some people might not think that, but you need luck to win races, and we got pretty lucky in round one. I had a terrible light, and we were able to get the round win, and from then on, my lights were pretty decent, and we just kept turning on wind lights.
Last win was in Richmond. Obviously, the class very tight. Last weekend up in Denver, didn't turn out your way, but talk a little bit about it in terms of, we know mechanically there's a lot of different changes you guys make. Some people run even different engines in those bikes up on the mountain. But for you as a rider, has anything really changed place to place?
Oh, yeah. Coming from Denver, you go to the slowest track on the circuit, and then you come to one of the fastest. So as a rider, you just got to wait on that shift light. The shift light's going to come so fast here, and you just don't want to get behind, because if you get behind, then that's just going to ruin the whole run. And we're just able to come off the trailer going fast, and it just kept improving all day.
Special feeling, we always ask this, getting around one of the Harleys, just watching your team react when you beat Eddie was an indication that it is.
Oh, yeah, anytime you beat them, they're the two best bikes in the class, and it shows they've won a lot of championships. So whenever you can beat one, it's a good day, and whenever you can beat two, it's just a great day, and we're able to beat both of them. And against Eddie, I had a very good reaction time, and we're able to hold him off for a whole shot win. And then Andrew, he actually left on me, and Tim tuned it up, and we actually ran our quickest ET of the weekend in the final round. So that just shows you we got the power to run with him and beat him.
Before Brainerd, you guys going to test the bike at all? Anything, any plans there before we get to the next stop on your season's tour?
The only plan is to go to work. I believe the truck isn't going back to Alabama because it's a short period of time. So we'll just go to Brainerd and hope for the best.
Talk a little bit about Tim Kalungin. Obviously, a really, really smart guy, very brainy guy. What's your relationship with Tim?
Tim's a unique guy, and he's very smart. He's a very he's very into the numbers, and he tells me never to worry about qualifying, because on Sunday he tunes it up and turns around, and usually we haul butt on Sunday. So that's the biggest adjustment for me, is just not worrying about qualifying position, because in years past that's all I would care about. But with him, he says don't worry about it, and I have all the faith in the world in him. And now my brother GT's out here helping, doing some stuff with Tim. They're kind of talking together, so it's a very good season.
Did my eyes deceive me, or were you guys watching each other down the track? Looked like you and Andrew were looking at each other down the track.
No, I mean, I didn't look over. If I did, I only probably turned my head a little bit, and whenever I do that, I got blinders in my helmet that I can't see nothing unless they're 20 feet in front of me. So even if I do look over, unless I turn completely 90 degrees, I'm not going to see anybody.
Well, he was turning the same way. Did you see that?
Yeah, it looked, and it may have just been the way that the camera was pointed, but we actually reran the replay for the crowd, because it did appear that you guys were having some sort of a crazy stare down at 190.
Like you were going to dump him at the finish line so he could break out or something.
I might have tried to glance over. I did glance over in Richmond, and you could see that, and Reinhardt called me out on that one, because you could see the helmet perfectly turn a little bit, which I have blinders, so I don't even know why I look over. It's just hard to not look over, even though that the run's going to be over in less than a second.
Yeah, you see that. He denies it, and then, well, maybe.
I come clean.
Yeah, when presented with the facts.
Well, congratulations. Great ride today, Ali, and we will see you down the road in Brainerd.
Thank you, Brian.